Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting second. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norwood. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall misplays the ball. That's an error on Randall. Bannister scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Zahn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rivera moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Rivera moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera tags and scores. Smalley tags and moves to third. Jackson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive towards short. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall bunts towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison bunts towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to second. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to third. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nordhagen moves to second. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nordhagen moves to third. Bell moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Norwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall bunts towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to third. Norwood moves to second. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Morrison goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Mike Baksik now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Washington steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Horta moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Kevin Stanfield now pitching. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields the ball and throws to Kravick covering. Safe. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive towards first. Johnson catches it and steps on first to double up Jackson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norwood strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Washington steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Mike Squires pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Mike Marshall now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Squires moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horta strikes out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Squires moves to third. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Squires scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Jackson now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pryor moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Proley now pitching. Danny Goodwin pinch hits for Jose Morales. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Sofield pinch hits for Dave Edwards. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Sofield now playing center field. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Junior Moore pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon scores. Moore moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-2, White Sox. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing center field. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Willie Norwood. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong pinch hits for Bob Randall. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell pinch hits for Bombo Rivera. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Powell reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for John Castano. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Powell scores. Cubbage moves to third. Smalley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, White Sox. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.